that we prepare for everything in life, for work, for college, for you prepare for everything, but you don't prepare to be a parent. And that's, if you're a parent, you will know that that's the single most important task you have. So Storybook pretty much is the only app in the world to combine infant massage techniques, bedtime stories, and music to help children relax and sleep better.
Welcome everyone to Pack Talks with BJCV. Today we have got Francisco Cornejo, co-founder and CEO of Storybook app, how they help babies have a good sleep, and especially how it is helping parents to have a trouble-free night. So welcome, Francisco. Let's hear from you.
Thanks, Vijay, for having me here. Really happy to tell you more about Storybook.
Great. So before we speak about Storybook app, I want to know more about Francisco Cornejo. Can you tell more about yourself in terms of where do you come from and currently where are you based out of?
Absolutely. I'm originally from Ecuador in South America. I'm currently here as we speak. But my family and I have moved in the last few years. We've been in Australia. We lived there for 2 years. And now we are coming and going from the US. The plan is to relocate in Florida for good. So yeah, but today I'm speaking to you from Cuenca, Ecuador.
Wow, great. So this is first one part of the globe I have not reached out to. It's great to talk to someone from Ecuador. Before I speak about Storybook app, I read about you and I could come out that you have started something known as Familify. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So Familify is the name of the company. So we created the company with a clear purpose, and it was to help parents. That's pretty much what we have in mind, use technology to help parents. And the basis for that pretty much is that we prepare for everything in life, for work, for college, for you prepare for everything, but you don't prepare to be a parent. And that's, if you're a parent, you will know that that's the single most important task you have. And it makes sense that you need preparation, tools, help, guidance to achieve the best you can as a parent and to bring the best out of your child. So with that purpose in mind, the first product we developed was Storybook. And that's all about Storybook. It's about helping parents get their kids to fall asleep.
Great. So whose idea was a Storybook app?
It was Daniela's idea. Daniela is my co-founder. She's my wife. So we are a couple doing this venture together. And it was absolutely her idea, 100% hers. She started doing these techniques by herself, and then she realized we can create an app out of this. It's making a lot of impact in our kids. Imagine what this can do in kids around the world.
What does this app does for the users, especially parents and the babies? How does it work?
Great, that's a good question. So Storybook pretty much is the only app in the world to combine infant massage techniques, bedtime stories, and music to help children relax and sleep better. So when you open the app, what you will find is that the app is actually for the parent to see and for the kid to listen. So the first important thing here is that the kids won't be looking to an iPad or an iPhone or a mobile device, because for many reasons, it's not recommended, especially before bedtime. And if you think about nowadays, kids have so much screen time with virtual schooling and all of this. So it from the beginning, it made sense to us to create an app that is for the parent to use and for the kid just to listen. So it's pretty simply designed, so the kid won't get distracted about these techniques. The parent will only follow the guidelines. So as an example, the app will be telling a story about ants crawling on the back of a mountain, and you will be recreating those footsteps in your kid's back. So yeah, that's pretty much how it works. It's pretty simple, but it's extremely powerful.
In one of your interviews, I could hear that because of this process, in terms of you do the massage and the kids listen to the music and the story, and the parent gets to massage, there is a skin-to-skin contact, and there are some good hormones that gets generated. Can you enhance on that a bit to understand a little bit more in detail?
Absolutely. So the massage techniques as such have tons of studies about the impact they do. On one hand, you have the stimulus your hands do to the muscle and the skin of the baby or the kid. But on the other hand, there's also the component of the physical touch. And that's the most important thing. So it doesn't matter if you do the techniques wrong. The actual important thing is actually touching and showing affection physically to your own child, because this will produce an increase in oxytocin hormones, which is the hormone of love and happiness. So it will create this feeling of feeling loved and happy. And on the same token, it's going to reduce cortisol, which is the stress hormone. So as you do this, and the cool thing is, as you do this, the kid will feel more relaxed, more happy, and you will too. So your body will be doing the same thing, reducing cortisol and increasing oxytocin. And the plus thing on doing this is that melatonin will be released as well. Melatonin is the hormone that helps you to enter the mood stage for sleep. So the kid will get sleepy and so will you. So it's really powerful within your body.
Amazing. Talking more about from a startup point of view, for every startup, the name of the startup becomes a very key factor so that it becomes the brand recall becomes very easy for the users. So how did you end up deciding on the name Storybook?
Yeah, that's a good question. I often take weeks and weeks of thinking names of companies and products, and I do this complex matrix where I put all the things that symbols that make sense and words in different languages and how to make sense of all of that. With the Storybook, it was pretty easy. We just sat down with the idea that Daniela had, and we were thinking on a name, and it made sense to us. A Storybook, we're telling stories, it's all about storytelling, and it was a short, simple, sweet name. Although it's quite popular and it's a broad name and you can think of many things with Storybook. Right now, if you enter Storybook in the App Store or Google Play, chances are that you will find us first. So yeah, we managed to own that word pretty quickly.
You have come out with an application, so mobile application. So how much time it took for you to develop this and how did you do that? You did it all by yourself or you put up a team to bring the content together?
Yes. We created Storybook without knowing a single line of code. Wow. Neither Daniela and I know how to code, but we were lucky enough to surround ourselves with people who knew how to do this. So we guided the process at the beginning, outsourcing developers.
It's nice to know that you went ahead without even knowing coding and then you put up a team and got everything together. That's great, because there are a lot of founders who have got ideas which has to be, which involves a lot of coding. And they think whether I should give it to a third party or I should recruit someone and make them do the coding and maybe they will run away with all the codes and the idea. So they keep thinking whether it's the right thing to do. But I can, looking at your journey, it's interesting to see that you have actually gone ahead.
I think it's about having the right mindset. You can say the same if you think, I can only code, but I don't know how to market a product. I don't know how to do sales. So you won't be able to know everything. So you have to be cool about outsourcing some things or partnering with someone who knows those kind of things. But at the end of the day, you need all the set of skills.
Right, absolutely right. So how old is this now?
So we released the MVP by mid-2018. It took around a year for us to actually commit full time and put all our efforts after seeing the early success, but from the end of 2019 till now, things have really exploded. The downloads have increased by over 1,000 times, and the revenue as well. So it's been quite an interesting year for Storybook.
So since you spoke about revenue, and for any business, especially startups, revenue is a key differentiator in terms of for even for the investors and for the founder as well. So what is the business model that you have for a Storybook app?
Sure. So Storybook is a subscription-based app. You can download Storybook for free. You have a free limited content and you have a premium yearly plan, depending on the country, ranges from $36 to $50 a year. And that will give you access to absolutely all the content, all the stories, all the music, techniques, and new cool features that we're about to release.
Great. Currently, how many languages you have on your Storybook app?
Storybook is available in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. And despite that, we have subscribers, paying subscribers, in over 150 countries, which is it's really cool.
Oh, wow. Great. To understand a little bit more in detail, do we have more Spanish users for your app?
That's correct. We started with Latin America, and we grew quickly there. And then we entered the US from the Spanish influence, the Spanish-speaking influence. But now the demography that it's growing the fastest is US English. So I think that 70% Spanish speaker base that we have now, it's going to be decreased in a matter of a couple of months. So probably half and half.
Great. Great. And are there any plans to add any more languages into this?
Yes, absolutely. We plan to release two new languages by the end of this year. By next year, we plan to add at least 4 to 5. We want to grow it for 2022. We want to grow aggressively.
So what is the age group that you cater to?
That's a really cool question. Most parents think of infant massage as something that it's meant for babies, which in fact, it's wrong. Massage techniques are good for even for grown-ups. Who doesn't enjoy a massage and somebody reading your story sounds like a great plan. So in our user base, we see Storybook has around 55% of users with kids 3 years old and younger, and around 45% users with kids 4 years old to 10 year olds. In both age brackets, you will see the same benefits, better sleep, a strong bonding and feeling more connected with your kids. So yeah, you can pretty much use it in a broad range of ages. And the content is catered to those ages as well. You have contents, stories for babies, stories for toddlers, stories for older kids. So, yeah.
Oh, nice. I could see that there is an option for a free usage or monthly. You can pay for the stories. And there is also an annual subscription. How do you retain the consumers or the parents, because parents are the one who are using it. So how do you retain them? Is there a new story that you keep adding so that they come back to you?
There's a few things we are just implementing on the retention side of things. Yeah, definitely new stories, increase engagement, increase usage. We have two interesting things here. If your child is probably 4 year old or older, I'm thinking your daughter will probably really like this. Once they use, the kids will be the ones asking for their parents for their storybook time. So when in the past it was crazy to get your kids to bed, now your kids will be telling you, I want to go to bed now because I want my storybook time. So kids will be one of our main retention techniques for older kids. As for babies, it's a little bit more complex because the parent will have to infer that there's actually a benefit. So the most obvious benefit is increase in sleep. So that's something that we want to keep showing for parents, even if at day one it's challenging or you didn't manage to get the results that you want. Sleeping, it's a habit. It's something that you have to create a habit. If your sleep schedule is crazy, it's all over the place, it's going to take more time. It's going to get more complicated for a kid to sleep. But if you keep using for the first three weeks, you use Storybook at least 10 times, the results will be pretty much guaranteed. So that is exactly where we are working, trying to get the best experience possible in the first 3 weeks. And that has a direct impact in our retention long term.
Great. The parent and a child, when we would try to put a kid on to sleep, the experience would be different across geographies, across nations, and even across families. So it can be different. So how does this reach out to all type of people, and how do you see that? Is there any specific set of families or people who end up saying that, no, this is not working for me? Has that been a case for you?
Not really. Again, even we haven't done efforts on scaling in other countries. As I told you, we have subscribers, paying subscribers in 155 countries, and we just have Spanish, English, and Portuguese. So despite all of that, we have a growing user base throughout the world. And that shows you that despite the language, despite the region, the culture, Storybook is relevant because of a simple reason. Who doesn't want to receive a massage while somebody is reading a story to you and playing some relaxing music? Like, it's something that every child loves, especially if it comes from the loving hands of mom or dad. So that's something that, although on the content side, we are trying to create stories, inclusive stories from throughout the world. We see that kids everywhere enjoy this.
Great. So you spoke about reaching out to, that you have a base for at around 155 countries. You have got consumers using from different parts of the world. So how do you manage this? How big is your team in terms of managing all these things?
Our team was 6 people 3 months ago. Now it's 14. So we grew really fast in the last couple of weeks in terms of team size. And we are fully remote. We started as a remote company since day one. And so the COVID-19 didn't affect our work flow. And we have a team scattered throughout Latin America. We have a team in Spain, and we have a team in Australia. So it's 5 countries in total. So it's really cool to have that diversity in the team.
Yeah, great. So one is in terms of the diversity, and second in terms of your managing the time zones as well with people in different parts of the globe. So that's an interesting way to tackle provide a 24/7 support, because you have got people in Australia and Spain and Latin America. So that takes care of at least major time zones. So that's nice to know that. You spoke about COVID, and COVID has not been kind to many of the businesses, leave alone startups. Even bigger businesses have actually gone through a tough time. You spoke that you started off as a remote company, company based in a remote location, and you were working from there. So actually, it has helped you in terms of sustaining that and even growing.
Yeah. On one hand, we were prepared for this because we were working remotely from different countries, and we had a good process in place. So we had a physical office that nobody ever used. It was just for meetings, for every now and then. And on the user side, we were lucky enough to be able to help tons of families who were dealing with anxiety, stress, with their own kids. Generally, kids now feel that this is a holiday schedule. They go to bed really late. They wake up sometimes later, sometimes earlier. So we were lucky enough to help a lot of families that were going through these troubles, especially on the side of anxiety, stress, and helping kids to sleep better.
Great. I can very well correlate to that in terms of when both the parents are working and now everyone is at home. So exactly. It is good to know that an app actually comes out and tells that, okay, here we are. We are going to help the kids as well as the parents to reduce the screen time. In doing that, you are actually increasing the parent-child bonding as well. So it's a very, very interesting way to see that. So did this work out in a better manner? Because since you are not saying that we are an app which is not required to be watched by kids, so did it help during this COVID or in general, because parents don't want their kids to watch more? A lot of cartoons on their laptop or iPad.
Absolutely, that's something that parents appreciate the most. It's not more screen time, and at the end of the day, the app is only facilitating this quality time between parent and child. That's all that the app does. And on the same token, it's taking you away from your messages. It's taking you away from your social media. So you are fully connected with your kid. So that's exactly what parents appreciate of Storybook.
I was going through your story and some interesting interviews. And I could see a very emotional story coming out from Spain, if I'm not wrong, wherein a child had a very challenging time and their parents were almost, they had a tough time in terms of putting that kid to sleep. And then because of Storybook app, things got better for them. So can you speak a little bit more on that?
Sure. So the important thing for us, what keep or motivation, what drives us, are those stories. We do this for those families, and we have the two opposite sides of the spectrum: parents with kids that just want to get them to sleep earlier, and they don't have a medical condition. And we have on the other side, we have kids with strong medical conditions such as sleep problems, like medicated sleep problems. I think you're talking about a kid whose brain wasn't able to produce melatonin at all.
Yes.
And since he was born, he wasn't able to sleep more than a few minutes a day for just small amounts of time. The doctors gave him melatonin pills for a baby, a few months old baby. He was taking melatonin pills, but that was causing him to feel depressed. So it was, as the parents told us, he was a baby with no emotions. Like, he couldn't cry, he couldn't laugh. It was without emotion. So the parents cut the treatment immediately, and they tried to live with that condition. So mom moved to his room, and she tried to sleep close to him, but he couldn't sleep at all. It was a pretty complicated situation. And she tried the Storybook, and from the first time, the kid slept throughout the night for the first time. And of course, that was a life-changing moment for them. They were extremely happy. They sent us an email. We were lucky enough to get an interview with them. And just like that, we have a few cases of kids with autism conditions who just by using Storybook were able to finally sleep or to express some emotions. Like, some kids don't allow for anyone to touch them, even their parents. And by using Storybook, they were able to hug their kids for the first time. Or, yeah, we have really emotional stories, and we get to put some of those stories on our YouTube channel.
Amazing. Because that the initial years are where the parent and kid actually develop that bonding, and that goes a long way. And if as a brand, you are able to help in developing that bond, then that's great work done by Storybook people.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah. So for any brand, money is required to run the business. One is the revenue that you spoke about already. Second is in terms of putting up the business together. So is this startup bootstrapped, or you got investors on board? How is it?
We were bootstrapped from day one. We self-invested, and we committed to this, and we quit our jobs, and we focused on getting this to work. It was crazy. It was chaotic at first. But we were lucky enough to manage it through to 2020, which was our scale-up year. And then we met Jason Calacanis. And he loved Storybook. He invested in Storybook. He was the first external investor in Storybook. And after that, a few followed. So we filled around pretty quickly after having Jason in. So now that we made it through this first angel round, we're getting ready for the next milestones.
Amazing. That's a great growth story. And I've seen, I've been following Jason for quite some time, and I've seen that literally he helps startups to be launched from his platform. So I have seen that a lot of startups, after getting associated with Jason, they just take off and then they just keep growing. So very interesting to know that you have been getting enough funds. So are you still looking out for more investors, or you got enough on board now?
For this round, we are good, but we are already talking to investors for next round. We're planning a bigger raise by mid-2021, and we are lucky enough to have Jason on our backs, and he has introduced us to really interesting funds, top tier funds in the US, and now we are in talks to them, preparing for this next round. So really excited about the future.
Superb. You are getting a lot of funds and a lot of money is coming in. So what are your plans for the near future? How are you planning to extend this brand or enhance this brand?
So as of now, we are extremely focused on Storybook as a product. We are working really hard on getting the product to the stage and to the level that we think we can get it. We are working on gamification, on getting a customized experience for every parent and for every child. So we're working really hard on that. We are increasing the content library. We are already talking to some famous collaborators, famous voiceovers for some stories. Wow. And yeah, the plan is to partner with some big companies to produce content and to get Storybook to more places. So that's the focus for the next year, pretty much, to strengthen the product first and then to start scaling much more aggressively. And down the road, if you ask me, 5 years from now, I think Storybook will be in a great position with a great community. We're planning to have 300 million parents using Storybook, and that community ultimately will be our biggest asset. We'll be able to provide more tools and more help and more education and guidance through the Storybook app.
Great. A couple of points before I wind up. You spoke about parents, and there are a few families wherein the grandparents are also there, and they also sometimes they put the kid onto the bed. Have you seen grandparents using your app?
Yes, and that's a really cool question. We released a few months ago a story that it's called My Grandpas, and it's one of the most popular ones. It's my youngest favorite story. And yeah, definitely, there are some parents that are lucky enough to have the kids' grandparents close so they can use Storybook with them, or just use Storybook with their own parents, but think about grandpa or grandma. So yeah.
So in India, once the baby is born, you actually get people to come and massage, at least during the infant stages. So at least till say 6 months or 8 months, or maybe I have seen some parents doing it for 18 months and 24 months. But it is nice to see that you actually brought out or rather combined massage along with the storyline and also with the soothing music. And it's actually a nice way to help the parents as well as the kid. Because I have seen this massaging techniques, though they are experts in doing massages, end up calling them. So we can see the child getting a relaxed time after they go through the massage. In this particular thing that you're going to, you are doing the Storybook app. So does the parent need a special learning technique or something like that to do the massage, or he can just get going?
That's a really good question. And most of the techniques are inspired on Shantala massage, which is the Indian massage for babies, and definitely India is the birthplace of massage, and we're taking this mainstream now through Storybook. But ultimately, as I told you a few minutes ago, it's not as much important as how well you do the techniques. The most important thing is for you to actually demonstrate physical love to your kid and rub his back, or I don't know, just have fun and enjoy that moment. Physical love, physical affection is really important in a baby and even in adults. So that will increase, as you said, you were on point on that. That will create a stronger bonding, and that's something that will last throughout life. That's something that you start building, and it's gonna last forever. So yeah, it's not more about, it's not that important to do the techniques well. It's more important about actually just having fun and relaxing and enjoying a quality time with your kid.
Thank you, Francisco, for being here today and taking us through your startup journey of Storybook app. Really amazing journey. And I'm going to track you, and I'm going to try this app maybe during this weekend and see how my daughter takes it up and how quickly she can fall asleep, and I'll give you feedback on that definitely. For the coming years, I can see that there are a lot of investors putting money on you and a lot of confidence. All the best, and hope to bring you back on this show when you are hitting some 300 million big community.
More than happy to be back. Thanks so much, Vijay, and looking forward to your feedback.